Praise the Lord, everybody. I bring you greetings. Greetings from Kingston, New York, United States of America. This is your humble sister, Abiola Oba, and she is the founder of Spirit Life Royal Ministries, located in Kingston, New York, USA. I'm bringing you a word from the Lord today. And this word is very, very, very crucial, very important for you to listen to this word. But before I deliver the word, let me say a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, we appreciate you. We bless your holy name, we give you all the glory. We thank you for the gift of life, the gift of Jesus, the gift of eternal life. We thank you for light, for understanding, for peace, for joy, for happiness. We thank you for families. We thank you for the gift of nations. We thank you for the gift of provision, protection, preservation. We thank you, Father, for love. We thank you for togetherness. We thank you for unity. We bless your holy name, Almighty Abba, Father. We thank you for all that you've done for us and for all that you are doing and will do for us, O God. We appreciate you because you have a great plan for us. We thank you for what you are doing in our lives, in our families, in our nations, in the whole world. We thank you, Father, for your eternal plan for mankind. We thank you because we know that you will never fail. And we know that Satan will never win over you. We thank you because you are victorious. You are mighty in battle. You are the mighty man of valor. We give you all the glory because you are victorious already. And we are victorious in you. We appreciate you, God, and we bless you. As we listen to this word that you're about to deliver today, we are praying, Lord, that touch our hearts to receive the word from you and grant us light and understanding. As your word says, the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding. We are asking you that as your word enters us, let us receive light and understanding from you. And let us understand the direction you want us to go and what you want us to do and how you want us to respond to this word, O God. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now, the title of the message is, His Mercies Endures Forever. My brother, my sister, sons and daughters of God all over the world, I want you to know that God is a merciful God, and He never ever stops from being merciful. I want you to understand that nothing can stop God from being merciful. The Bible says His mercies endures forever. He's merciful and kind. The Bible says He will not always rebuke, but He will show mercy. Yes, He's a God of judgment, but He delights in mercy. Yes, He loves judgment, but He delights in mercy. They are two different things. Now, God is holy, He's righteous. And when He sees wickedness, He does not tolerate it. He judges it. So He loves judgment. But when it comes to mercy, God delights in mercy. That means He not only loves mercy, but He delights in it. That means when He's showing mercy, He's smiling, He's laughing, He's dancing, He's rejoicing. He takes pleasure in showing mercy. The Bible declares about God. It says He has no pleasure in the death of a sinner, but He takes pleasure in the repentance of a sinner because He loves to show mercy. So I'm bringing you this word to let you know that God is calling you to repentance today, that He may show you mercy. Because we are in the era of judgments and rewards. And even though God has declared a word of judgment over you because of your evil and wicked deeds, if you turn today and repent of your sins, He will cancel that judgment and He will show you mercy instead. And I'll give you an example from scripture. In the book of Jonah, you see, the city of Nineveh was a very wicked city, and the people were very wicked, full of wicked and violent deeds. And because of that, God pronounced judgment over them. He was planning to wipe out that city. So He sent Jonah to go and tell them they were going to be destroyed, and Jonah delivered that message to them. But the king led the people into repentance, and all these people, they cried out to God, they repented, and they turned from their wicked ways. And God, instead of the judgment he has planned to judge them, he turned and showed them mercy. He showed them mercy instead of judgment. So I want you to know today that God does not delight in killing people. He does not delight in destroying people. He does not delight in judging people, but he delights in showing mercy. So if you turn from your wicked ways today, he will show you mercy. He will show you mercy because he wants to show you mercy. He loves you. He is eternal. The Bible declares that God is love. Yes, he judges because he is holy and he cannot tolerate sin. But he is long-suffering. He loves mercy. And he delights in mercy. So repent today. Repent and turn from your wicked ways. And God will show you mercy. Did you know that God wants to show everybody on the earth mercy? Including the murderers, the ritualists, the rapists, all the evil people, all the wicked kings, the wicked rulers, the wicked presidents, the evil authorities, the evil rulers that are ruling in the earth, everybody, every soul, everybody, the whole of humanity, God wants to show mercy because Jesus died not only for a few people. Jesus died for all of us. So God wants to show all of us mercy. But we all need to collectively, we all need to turn our requests for mercy and turn from our wicked ways and repent and let God purify our hearts. Turn to Jesus, ask for mercy, and let God forgive you your sins. And let him show you mercy. Let him show you mercy and overturn that judgment that he has planned to do unto you. You see people dying everywhere. You see people having cancer everywhere. You see all kinds of sicknesses everywhere. You see people living with pain in their body. All these are judgments of the Lord because we are in the era of judgments and rewards. He is judging the sinners, but he's showing mercy to the faithful, to the righteous. But let me tell you something. Even though he has pronounced judgment upon you, if you shall turn from your wicked deeds and your wicked ways, he shall turn and show you mercy. He said, return to me and I will return to you. This is the word of the Lord. He loves you and he will show you mercy. So repent of your sins. The Bible says, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. It is time for us to collectively and individually turn from our sins, call to God, humble ourselves and pray for forgiveness and pray for the healing of our land. It is time for us to turn to God and to live our lives for God. It is time for us to turn away from our wicked ways and understand that he will hear you. It doesn't matter how far you have gone. It doesn't matter how wickedly you have acted. The Lord will show you mercy because God is a good God, because God is a merciful God, because God is righteous, because God is holy, because God is not wicked. He will show you mercy. He does not delight in judging people, but he delights in showing mercy. And he will show you mercy today if you turn from your wicked ways, if you request for forgiveness and you stop sinning and you turn from your wicked ways and you rely upon his grace and his mercy. He will forgive your sins and he will show you mercy because he delights in showing mercy. Thank you, Jesus. And I will end this message with a song. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none besides thee. Neither is there any rock as our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy as the Lord. There is none besides thee. Neither is there any rock as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha Omega, Jehovah, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, Jehovah, there is no one like you. And I come to the end of this message. Thank you for listening. There's this thing God is laying in my heart. If you are in ministry, especially an upcoming ministry, and or even an older ministry, but you don't have a ministry website, the Lord is laying it in my heart to design a ministry website for you free of charge. So if you are interested, send me an email to spiritliferoyalministries@gmail.com. spiritliferoyalministries@gmail.com. There's no space in between. spiritliferoyalministries@gmail.com. No space between. And I would help you design a free website for your ministry. And also, if you have been blessed by this message, provide me feedback. You can call me, you can text me, or you can email me at that same email. And my phone number is +1-912-689-4140. My phone number is +1-912-689-4140. God bless you, love you all. And until I come again with a new message, keep living the love, grace, and the mercies of God. God bless you, love you all. Bye. This is Abiola Oba, the founder of Spirit Life Royal Ministries, and I'm signing out. God bless you. Bye.